Hello, everyone. This is Brian Soltis, Kentico Technical Evangelist, and I'm bringing you an interesting interview today. As you may know, we've been really all in MVC lately. It's coming in version 12. We're really excited about it. We're building a ton of capabilities into the platform. And what I really wanted to get was people who've already had some experience with MVC and their take on it. So you may have seen some previous interviews I've done with other folks in the community, but today I'm going to highlight a well-known character, Brendan Karen, the owner and founder of Karen Development, Kentico MVP, and a legend on DevNet, if you will. Welcome, Brendan.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And as many people may know, Karen Development is a fairly smaller organization, and I know that you've talked about looking into MVC recently and kind of getting your skills up to speed. And I really thought it would be interesting to give people a glimpse into how a smaller agency may make that transition. So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a few questions today, and hopefully you'll be able to give people some great insight.
Sure.
So I guess the first question is going to be, how long have you been working with MVC?
We've been working with MVC for about 5 months. As you mentioned, we have a smaller agency. We've got a total of 3 developers. We have some external staff that we work with as well, part-time project manager. So we've got, you know, we're under 5 or 6 people that work with us, and not one of them have had MVC experience until just recent here. Recently hired a junior MVC developer, so he's in the process of learning Kentico and working on getting things set up and training us.
Very cool. So you actually had no MVC expertise in-house, so you just decided to take the entire team and move everyone up together. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So before you started that process, what did you anticipate was going to be the biggest challenge that you would have in getting everyone MVC expertized?
I think the biggest challenge that we were going to come across was just learning MVC in general. You know, we know Kentico inside and out, and previously we've only briefly touched on MVC. So it's, you know, the concept of it and what it is. And overall, I think that was going to be our biggest challenge. And so far, I'm hoping that that challenge isn't going to be as big as I'm expecting it to be.
Gotcha. So what has been, or what was your plan going to be to get that MVC knowledge? What was your plan or the approach you're going to take?
So what we had looked at was a quick and thorough approach. Having had Pluralsight for many years, I decided to look in there for MVC options. You know, typically it was just business operations and a few minor items before, but it's a great tool for MVC. In combination with Pluralsight, we use the ASP.NET MVC website as well. They have a lot of good tutorials on there. But again, you know, it's a lot of reading and not a lot of doing. So we stuck mainly with the Pluralsight, as there's a lot of videos that show how to when they get through things pretty quick.
So in the Pluralsight tutorials and the Microsoft documentation, did you find it hit on enough areas to get you the information that you really needed?
From a basic standpoint, yes, it got us what we needed, you know, simply creating a static MVC website and then adding in some dynamic abilities to getting data from other places as well as form submissions and things like that.
Gotcha. And as far as the transition goes, is that something you guys are still in the process of doing? Because you mentioned you've been kind of looking at it for about the last 5 months. Are you still in the middle of that transition, or were you able to make the switch, so to speak?
Most definitely in the transition, yeah. Still in the basics and learning phase of, you know, how to make Kentico and MVC work together. I think we'll have maybe another 4 or 5 or 6 months to get things fully up to speed. But we do have a couple of projects that we're anticipating to start once Kentico 12 comes out, and work on those certainly in MVC.
So speaking of Kentico 12 and what you know about the MVC support coming If you've been doing this for 5 months, you've most likely been focusing on Kentico 11 because that was the current version. Are there any areas of Kentico 12 that like you're really excited about when it comes to MVC based off of the experience that you've already been doing with version 11?
Most definitely the widgets in Kentico 12 are going to be, well, I'll call it a game changer. It'll be a game changer, make things a lot easier for content editors to work with.
Gotcha. And so as you're still kind of going through this transition, the next question may be a little bit tough to answer, I'm not sure, but given that you've gone through about half a year of this transition so far, is there anything that you would have done differently? Were the things that you were worried about, have they been the things that you should have been worried about? Was there something else that came up along the way?
So we've had our main concern as, you know, just learning MVC thus far. I think that's still our main concern. I anticipate that we'll probably be around 18 months to be fully comfortable using Kentico and MVC together. I'm hoping that the time is less, but I know that there's quite a few projects that are pretty in-depth outside of the standard brochure website that, you know, you could whip out in a couple of days. So trying to get those integrations figured out and how to make all of that work together with MVC will probably be the bigger challenge for us.
Okay, so as you're continuing this transition to MVC, how are you handling that with your clients? Are you doing new development? Are you transitioning old development? How are you handling that?
So as we're still not 100% MVC with our client base, our client base is still web forms. So we're working with them one at a time as they move through upgrades or as they move through redesigns. And we're working with them one at a time. Our first project would be the easiest one, would be our own company website. And as version 12 is launched, we'll be starting all new projects on MVC.
Okay, so it sounds like you have a pretty solid plan on how you're going to transition your clients and their sites. Basically, moving forward, you're going to do MVC moving forward, which is what we're recommending from Kentico's perspective, because we think it should be an MVC first kind of stance for all of our development partners. You certainly could always fall back to the Portal Engine web forms when you need to. But if you can get that MVC knowledge in-house, you're definitely going to find a lot better development experience and just a more fluid process, I think, as you architect out your projects if you go MVC first. So to wrap up this interview, I'm going to ask you one last question. It's off the cuff, and I know you don't expect it. What is the best part about doing MVC that you have found so far?
So far, I think it's the insight of speed. I'm liking the minimalistic approach to the output, as well as the speed that comes along with it. So, you know, there's a lot more development, which is awesome. I get to write a lot of code. But at the same time, I think from an end user perspective, they'll be able to, you know, get up in their search results and get that speed up on their site in comparison to what you'd see in forms.
Great point. I mean, performance is always a good thing. So, all right. Well, with that, I'm going to wrap up the call. I really want to thank you, Brendan, for being so upfront and honest with your experience. I know a lot of companies are looking to do the same thing, and you are most certainly one of the most respected voices and identities in the Kentico community. So I know what you say goes a long way with people, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks, Brian.